To join Harry Henson for Today at Hollywood Park. Brought to you by the Miller Brewing Company, brewers of Miller High Life. If you've got the time, we've got the beer. And now we take you direct to Hollywood Park and Harry Henson.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. May we take this opportunity to welcome our new sponsor this year, Miller's High Life Beer. It is a beautiful afternoon here at Hollywood Park, and a large opening day crowd of racing fans are on hand. Today's feature is the Premier Handicap, three-year-olds and upward going six furlongs for a purse of $30,000 added. Nine will go to the starting gate in the Premier Handicap today, racing in eight interests. Trainer Johnny Longdon has an entry in here, a fast fellow and diplomatic agent. The nine from the rail to the outside will be selecting Palladium, fast fellow, King of Cricket, Brick Door, Goalie, diplomatic agent, Bry Arctic, and Rough Knight. We'll have the calls, of course, a little later in the program. Right now, the horses are going into the gate for the first race, the first half of the Daily Double. These are four-year-olds and older, bred here in the state of California, and the claiming price on each is $5,000. Six furlongs, three-quarters of a mile the distance on the main track. 11 are going into the gate in post position order. They are Vacuum, Bold Plaid, King Spirit, Memphis Hero, K Bravo, Tom's Charger, Admiral's Victory, Without Hesitation, Reigns Rebel, Applicator, and Deserved. K Bravo is the post time favorite. They're all in the gate now, and the flag is up, and there they go. Reigns Rebel is going to the front. K Bravo is second. Memphis Hero third. Tom's Charger is fourth. Bold Plaid fifth on the rail. Admiral's Victory is sixth. Then Deserved, Vacuum on the inside. Without Hesitation, Applicator. Going into the fire turn, it's Reigns Rebel in front by a length and a half. Memphis Hero is second by two lengths. King Spirit third by three quarters of a length. K Bravo fourth between horses by a head. Without Hesitation, it's fifth on the inside. Admiral's Victory sixth and Deserved. Turning for home, it's Reigns Rebel in front by two and a half lengths. Memphis Hero is second by two lengths. Without Hesitation, third on the inside by a head. King Spirit fourth by two lengths. Admiral's Victory is fifth and Deserved. Into the stretch, it's Reigns Rebel in front by three lengths. Memphis Hero is second by two and a half lengths. King Spirit third by a neck. Without Hesitation and Deserved, an Applicator. Reigns Rebel in front. Memphis Hero is second and Without Hesitation. Reigns Rebel running easily. Memphis Hero and Without Hesitation. And Reigns Rebel is winner by four and a half lengths. Memphis Hero second by two with Without Hesitation, finishing third. Horses are going into the gate for the eighth race, the Premier Handicap. Three-year-olds and older going six furlongs on the main track for a purse of $30,000 added. Nine are going into the starting gate, racing in eight interests. Trainer Johnny Longdon has an entry in here, fast fellow and diplomatic agent. The nine from the rail to the outside are selecting with jockey Lafitte Pinkai Jr., Palladium with Fernando Toro, fast fellow with Donald Pierce, King of Cricket with Raul Ramirez, Brick Door with Jerry Lambert, Goalie with Jesus Guadalupe, diplomatic agent with Rudy Rosales, Bry Arctic, the rider Wayne Harris, and on the outside, Rough Knight with jockey Glenn Brogan. They're all in the gate now, and the flag is up, and there they go. King of Cricket is going to the front. Brick Door is second between horses. Goalie third. Rough Knight fourth on the outside. Fast fellow is fifth. Selecting sixth on the rail, then Bry Arctic, diplomatic agent, and Palladium. Going into the fire turn, it's King of Cricket in front on the inside by a half length. Brick Door is second by a neck. Rough Knight third on the outside by a length and a half. Fast fellow fourth by a head, selecting his fifth on the rail. Goalie sixth, then Bry Arctic, Palladium, and diplomatic agent. Around the turn, it's King of Cricket in front by a length. Rough Knight is second by three quarters of a length. Brick Door third by a length, selecting fourth by a head. Fast fellow is fifth, and Palladium moving up on the rail. Into the stretch, it's Rough Knight in front by a half length. King of Cricket is second by two lengths. Diplomatic agent third on the outside, selecting his fourth and Palladium. Now it's Rough Knight in front. Diplomatic agent is second and selecting. Rough Knight, diplomatic agent on the outside and selecting on the rail. It's a driving finish, and diplomatic agent is the winner by a head. Rough Knight second with selecting, finishing third. Well, that was another case of the last shall be first. Diplomatic agent trailed the field at the 3-8 hole, circled the field on the turn for home, and was up in the final stride to beat out Rough Knight. Diplomatic agent is owned by Mrs. Johnny Longdon. Johnny Longdon, the trainer, the rider Rudy Rosales. The running time was 1 minute 9 seconds flat. Diplomatic agent, an entry with Fast Fellow, paid $6.20 to win.
Mate, Major Glory, Winbros, Have Cash, Het's Bet, Chris, and High Decision. They're all in the gate now, and the flag is up. And there they go. High Decision. Fourth by half length. High Decision is fifth, and Chris. Into the stretch. It's Het's Bet on the outside by a head. Mr. Eagle is second by a neck. Here comes Chris between horses and High Decision and Major Glory on the rail. Now it's Major Glory in front on the inside. Chris is second at High Decision. Major Glory in front. And Major Glory is the winner by 2 lengths. Chris, second by a half with High Decision, finishing third. All in the gate. The flag is up. And there they go. Star of Vegas is going to the front on the outside. O'Hara's Folly is second. Missy Fancy, third. Hey Joey, fourth on the rail. Azatac is fifth. African Gold, sixth. And Lasting Honor and Steeltown Host. Around the first turn, it's O'Hara's Folly in front by a head. Missy Fancy is second by a length. Star of Vegas, third by a length. Hey Joey, fourth by a length and a half. African Gold is fifth. Azatac, sixth. Then Lasting Honor and Steeltown Host. Into the back stretch, it's O'Hara's Folly in front on the inside by a head. Missy Fancy is second by 3/4 of a length. Star of Vegas, third by a length. Hey Joey, fourth by 2 lengths. African Gold is fifth. Lasting Honor, sixth. And Azatac and Steeltown Host pulled up. Going into the far turn, it's O'Hara's Folly in front on the rail by a head. Missy Fancy is second by a neck. Star of Vegas, third on the outside by a length and a half. Hey Joey, fourth by 2 lengths. African Gold is fifth. And Lasting Honor around the turn. It's O'Hara's Folly in front by 3/4 of a length. Star of Vegas is second by a head. Missy Fancy, third by a neck. African Gold, fourth, moving up on the inside. And Hey Joey on the extreme outside. Turning into the stretch, it's O'Hara's Folly in front by 3/4 of a length. Hey Joey is second, moving up on the outside and now taking the lead. It's Hey Joey in front by 1 length. African Gold is second on the rail by a head. O'Hara's Folly, and here comes Lasting Honor on the outside. Now it's Hey Joey in front, Lasting Honor on the outside, and African Gold. African Gold on the rail. Honor was second by a nose. African Gold second with Hey Joey finishing third. It was close for first. And that was really a close one. Lasting Honor was the winner, as shown in the photo finish picture. Lasting Honor was far back the first part, came strongest of all on the outside in the stretch run, and was up in the final stride. Lasting Honor is owned by William Fletcher, Jerry Fanning the trainer, the rider, or Jorge Tejeda. The running time for the mile and the 16th on the main track, 1 minute 46 seconds flat. Flag is up, and there they go. Royal Game is going to the front. Wrights is second. Merry Fellow, third. Eskimo Lad, fourth. Clevo is fifth. Gems Policy, sixth. And Rogue Scholar trails. Gate now, and the flag is up, and there they go. Sweet Lisa's K is going to the front on the inside. Mike Kinn is second. Topic for Today, third. Going into the gate for the fifth race, an exact wagering race at 1 mile and 1/16 on the Lakeside Turf Course. These are fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and older. The top claiming price, $16,000. 12 are going into the starting gate. In close position order, they are Lynn's Victory, Minnie Moody, Signora, Holla Bunny, Winter Gals, Atomic Dana, Sea Witch, California Doll, Just a Rumor, Lover's Knot, First Takeoff, and Miss Galato. They're all in the gate now, and the flag is up. And here they come. Minnie Moody is going to the front on the inside. Miss Galato is second on the extreme outside. Holla Bunny, third. Just a Rumor is fourth. Atomic Dana, fifth. Then Lynn's Victory on the inside, Sea Witch, Windsor Gals, Lover's Knot, California Doll, First Takeoff, and Senora. Around the first turn, it's Minnie Moody in front by a length and a half. Miss Galato is second by 3/4 of a length. Holla Bunny, third on the inside by a length and a half. Lynn's Victory, fourth by a head. Just a Rumor is fifth on the outside. Windsor Gals, sixth. Then Atomic Dana, Lover's Knot, Sea Witch, First Takeoff. California Doll and Senora. Down the back stretch, it's Minnie Moody in front by three lengths. A Miss Galactic Victory third. Windsor Gals is fourth and Lover's Knot. Now it's Atomic Dana in front by a head. Miss Galato is second. Lynn's Victory and Lover's Knot. Miss Galato on the inside. Atomic Dana and Lover's Knot. And Miss Galato is the winner by a neck. Lover's Knot second by a nose, with Atomic Dana finishing third. It was close for second. The five from the rail to the outside are Festy J, Hawaiian Holiday, My Name is Sue, Kibitzer, and Canterbury Road. Harborer was withdrawn from the original field at scratch time this morning. They're all in the gate now, and the flag is up. And there they go. Hawaiian Holiday is going to the front. My Name is Sue is second. Festy J, third on the inside. Canterbury Road is fourth, and Kibitzer trails. Now it's Hawaiian Holiday in front on the outside by a head. Festy J is second by 2.5 lengths. My Name is Sue, third by a neck. Canterbury Road, fourth by 6 lengths. And Kibitzer going into the fire turn. It's Festy J in front on the inside by a head. Hawaiian Holiday is second by 2.5 lengths. My Name is Sue, third by a neck. Canterbury Road, fourth by 6 lengths. And Kibitzer trail. Turning for home, it's Hawaiian Holiday in front by a half length. My Name is Sue got through on the rail and is now taking the lead. And there goes Canterbury Road moving up on the outside into the stretch. It's My Name is Sue in front by a neck. Canterbury Road is second by a half length. Hawaiian Holiday third. Festy J and Kibitzer is closing ground. Now it's My Name is Sue on the inside by a head, and Canterbury Road. They're head and head. Canterbury Road on the outside. My Name is Sue and Kibitzer. Canterbury Road. My Name is Sue and Kibitzer. And Canterbury Road is winner by half length. My Name is Sue second with Kibitzer finishing third. And Ruby Satan, 6 furlongs, 3/4 of a mile, and the flag is up. And there they go. Miss Moyola is going to the front. Charisma Magic is second. Ravager third on the rail. Ruby Satan fourth. Thoroughly Bold is fifth. Your Friend sixth. And Finest Diplomat, Pageant Beauty, and Fresh Pepper. Going into the fire turn, it's Miss Moyola in front by a length and a half. Charisma Magic is second by a length. Ravager third by a neck. Ruby Satan fourth on the outside by 3/4 of a length. Thoroughly Bold is fifth. Your Friend sixth. Then Finest Diplomat and Fresh Pepper. Around the turn, it's Miss Moyola in front by a half length. Charisma Magic is second by 2.5 lengths. Thoroughly Bold third by a head. To Ruby Satan fourth by a length. Your Friend is fifth. Then Ravager and Fresh Pepper. Turning into the stretch, it's Miss Moyola in front by a neck. Charisma Magic is second by 3 lengths. Thoroughly Bold third by 2 lengths. Ruby Satan is fourth, and Your Friend. Now it's Charisma Magic on the outside, then Miss Moyola, they're head and head. Charisma Magic and Miss Moyola head and head, nose and nose. Miss Moyola and the inside, Charisma Magic and Thoroughly Bold. And Miss Moyola is the winner by a neck. Charisma Magic second with Thoroughly Bold, finishing third. Into the gate for the eighth race, the Plaza de la Raza Art and Cultural Center purse at 6 furlongs. These are fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and upward in the classified division. 7 are going into the gate in post position order. Flow Royal, Fleet Times, Main's Ear, Sentimental Times, Market Again, Generous Portion, and Chris Santa. They're all in the gate now, and the flag is up, and there they go. Market Again is going to the front between horses. Now Sentimental Times is taking the lead. Main's Ear is second. Flow Royal, third on the rail. Fleet Times is fourth. Market Again, fifth. Generous Portion, sixth. And Crescenta going into the fire turn. The field is well bunched. It's Main's Ear in front by a neck. Sentimental Times is second by a half length. Fleet Times, third by a length. Generous Portion, fourth on the extreme outside. Market Again is fifth. Then Flow Royal and Crescenta. Around the turn, it's Main's Ear in front on the inside by a head. Sentimental Times is second by a length. Market Again, third by a head. Generous Portion, fourth on the extreme outside. Fleet Times is fifth. Then Crescenta and Flow Royal. Turning into the stretch, it's Main's Ear in front on the rail by a neck. Sentimental Times is second by 3/4 of a length. Market Again, third. Generous Portion, fourth on the outside. And Fleet Times. Now it's Main's Ear in front on the inside by a half length. Sentimental Times is second. And here comes Crescenta. Main's Ear on the rail. Sentimental Times and Crescenta. And Main's Ear is the winner by 2 lengths. Sentimental Times second with Crescenta finishing third. Well, that was speed right from the start and saving ground for the entire distance to beat out Sentimental Times and Crescenta. Generous Portion, the heavy favorite, was never a real serious contender racing on the outside. Mainzier is owned by Fred W. Hooper, Johnny Russell, the trainer, the rider, Bill Shoemaker, and that was Bill's third straight victory of the afternoon. The running time for the six furlongs, 1 minute, 9 2/5 seconds. Mainzier paid $9.80 to win. Tomorrow's feature, the eighth race on the nine-race program, will bring together fillies and mares, four-year-olds and upward in the classified division, going 1 mile and 1/16 on the infield turf course. In post position order, the 11 that are entered in tomorrow's feature are Fort Sonoma, Best Go, House of Cards, Jubilant, Ground Song, Veiled Desire, Sanctified, Stop Teasing, Gay Gift, Burt's Tryst, and Cruz de Roble. First post time tomorrow, 2 o'clock. They're going into the gate now for the ninth race, an exacta wagering race at 1 mile and 1/16 on the main track. These are four-year-olds and upward, the claiming price on each $8,000. 12 are going into the gate. In post position order, they are Lanilo, Magister, David Song, Colorado Kid, Fiddler's Boy, Freeway Kid, Whispering Jack, Boulevard Stop, Trigger Start, Consensus, Johnny Eagle, and In Search. They're all in the gate now. The flag is up, and there they go. Magister is going to the front on the inside. Fiddler's Boy is second. Johnny Eagle third, moving up on the outside. Whispering Jack is fourth. David Song fifth. Consensus is sixth. And In Search on the extreme outside. Lanilo and Trigger Start. Around the first turn, it's Magister in front by one length. Johnny Eagle is second by 3/4 of a length. Fiddler's Boy third by a length and a half. David Song fourth by a neck. Whispering Jack is fifth, Lanilo sixth, then Colorado Kid, Trigger Start, Consensus, Boulevard Stop, and In Search. Down the back stretch, it's Magister in front on the inside by a half length. Johnny Eagle is second by a length and a half. Fiddler's Boy third by a neck. David Song fourth by a half length. Whispering Jack is fifth on the outside. Colorado Kid sixth, then Consensus, Boulevard Stop, Lanilo, In Search, and Freeway Kid trails. Around the turn, it's Magister in front on the inside by a head. Johnny Eagle is second by a length and a half. David Song third by a neck. Fiddler's Boy fourth on the inside. Boulevard Stop is fifth, moving up strongly on the rail. Then Whispering Jack and Colorado Kid turning into the stretch. It's Johnny Eagle in front between horses by a neck. Magister is second by a head. David Song third by a half length. Boulevard Stop fourth, moving up between horses. Fiddler's Boy and Colorado Kid. Now it's Johnny Eagle in front. Boulevard Stop is second on the outside. And Magister, Johnny Eagle, Boulevard Stop and Magister. And Johnny Eagle is the winner by a length and a half. Boulevard Stop second with Magister finishing third. Nine horses are going into the gate now for the third race at 5 furlongs. These are maiden fillies 2 years of age. The ninth now, and the flag is up, and there they go. Cock Alley J is going to the front. Chalkface is second. Dumpty's Made third. The gate now, and the flag is up, and there they go. Faithville Ruler is going to the front. Now Tutu Me is taking the lead on the outside. John Zalarado is second. Now for the fifth race, an exacta wagering race at 6 furlongs. These are four-year-olds and upward. The top claiming price, $10,000. 10 are going into the gate in post position order. They are Yo-Ho-Ho, Pataha Prince, Santana Sands, Little Scrib, Earl's Irma, Yorkville, Dusty John, Windy Nevada, Byron B., and Power Hoist. They're all in the gate. The flag is up. And there they go. Dusty John is going to the front now. Windy Nevada is taking the lead. Byron B. second on the outside. Earl's Irma is third. Pataha Prince fourth on the inside. Santana Sands is fifth. Yo-Ho-Ho sixth on the rail. Then Dusty John, Little Scrib, Power Hoist, and Yorkville. Going into the far turn, it's Windy Nevada in front by a length and a half. Byron B. is second by a head. Pataha Prince third by a one length. Yo-Ho-Ho fourth by a neck. Earl Zerma is fifth. Dusty John sixth. Then Santana Sands, Little Scrib, Yorkville, and Power Hoist. Turning for home, it's Windy Nevada in front on the rail by a half length. Pataha Prince is second by 3 lengths. Earl Zerma third by a head. Byron B. fourth. by 2.5 lengths in Yorkville in the middle of the track. Now it's Windy Nevada on the inside by a length. The Fataha Prince is second. Earl Zerma third in Yorkville. Windy Nevada, Fataha Prince, and Earl Zerma. And Windy Nevada is the winner by 2.5 lengths. Fataha Prince second with Earl Zerma finishing third. Horses are going into the gate now for the sixth race at 6 furlongs. These are 3-year-old fillies. The top claiming price, $16,000. The 9 from the rail to the outside. Lantern's Bell, Spiritina, Dottie's Dotson, Father's Girl, My Lucky Honey, Arlene's Love, Idle Hostess, Rock Dweller, and Miss Charlene. The flag is up, and there they go. Rock Dweller is going to the front. Dottie's Dotson is second. Spiritina, third. Idle Hostess, fourth. Miss Charlene is fifth on the extreme outside. Father's Girl, sixth. And My Lucky Honey, going into the far turn, is Dottie's Dotson in front on the outside by a neck. Spiritina is second by a half length. Arlene's Love, third by a neck. Idle Hostess, fourth by 3/4 of a length. Father's Girl is fifth on the inside. Rock Dweller, sixth. Then Lantern's Bell between horses. Miss Charlene and My Lucky Honey. Around the turn, it's Dottie's Dotson in front by a half length. Spiritina is second by a neck. Arlene's Love, third by a length and a half. Lantern's Bell, fourth by a half length. Idle Hostess is fifth on the outside. And Rock Dweller into the stretch. It's Dottie's Dotson in front by 3/4 of a length. Arlene's Love is second by a neck. Spiritina, third on the rail by 2.5 lengths. And Rock Dweller in the middle of the track. Now it's Dottie's Dotson in front. Arlene's Love is second. And Spiritina, Dottie's Dotson in front. And Dottie's Dotson is winner by 2.5 lengths. Spiritina second by a nose with Arlene's Love finishing third. Flying into the gate now for the seventh race at 6 furlongs. These are 3-year-old fillies. Non-winners of 2 races of $5,500 to the winner in 1973. 6 are going into the starting gate in post position order. They are Goddess Roman, Sandy Blue, Just a Flirt, Sleek and Fleet, Roman Hemp, and His Windsor. They're all in the gate. The flag is up, and there they go. His Windsor is going to the front on the outside. Roman Hemp is second. Sleek and Fleet, third. Sandy Blue, fourth, moving up on the inside. Goddess Roman is fifth and Just a Flirt trail. Now it's His Windsor in front by a half length. Sandy Blue is second on the rail by 2 lengths. Roman Hemp, third by a half length. Sleek and Fleet, fourth by a neck. Goddess Roman is fifth on the inside and Just a Flirt. Around the far turn, it's His Windsor on the outside by a head. Sandy Blue is second by 2.5 lengths. Roman Hemp, third by 3/4 of a length. Goddess Roman, fourth by a length. Just a Flirt is fifth and Sleek and Fleet. Turning for home, it's His Windsor in front, now drawing out by 2.5 lengths. Sandy Blue is second by a length and a half. Goddess Roman, third by 2.5 lengths. And Roman Hemp, now it's His Windsor in front by 3 lengths. The Goddess Roman is, His Windsor hit the rail and fell. Now it's Goddess Roman in front by 2 lengths. Sandy Blue is second and Sleek and Fleet. And Goddess Roman is the winner by 3.5 lengths. Sandy Blue second with Sleek and Fleet finishing third. Sonoma fourth on the inside. House of Cards is fifth. Then Ground Song, Jubilant, Veil Desire, and Cruz de Robles. Turning for home, it's Birch Trust in front by a length and a half. Gay Gift is second by 2 lengths. Fort Sonoma third by a neck. Ground Song is fourth by a head. And Jubilant moving up on the outside into the stretch. It's Birch Trust in front by a head. Gay Gift is second by a length. And here comes Cruz de Robles on the extreme outside and Jubilant. Now it's Gay Gift in front. Cruz de Robles is second on the outside. Cruz de Robles and Gay Gift. And Cruz de Robles is the winner by a nose. Gay Gift second with Ground Song finishing third. Now for the ninth race, an exacta wagering race at 1 1/16 on the main track. These are 4-year-olds and older. The claiming price on each, $5,000. 12 are going into the gate from the rail to the outside. Fast Martini, Motivator, Oceano Diablo, SWAT, Empire Don, Riseroni, Chanso, It's a Cinch, Captain's Tea, Charger's Pride, I Give Up, and Official Result. They're all in the gate now, and the flag is up. And there they go. Riseroni broke slowly. Oceano Diablo is going to the front. Motivator is second on the inside. Charger's Pride, third. Squad is fourth. Empire Don, fifth. Official result is sixth. Then Chanso, Fast Martini on the inside. Captain's T, Rice-A-Roni around the turn. It's Motivator in front by a neck. Empire Don is second by a one length. Oceano Diablo, third by a neck. Swat, fourth on the outside by a length. Charger's Pride is fifth. Fast Martini, sixth. Then Rice-A-Roni, Chanso, Captain's T, and it's a cinch. Down the backstretch, it's Empire Don in front on the outside by a head. Motivator is second by three quarters of a length. Charger's Pride, third, moving up strongly on the rail. Swat, fourth on the extreme outside. Then Oceano Diablo, Fast Martini, and Chanso. Around the far turn, it's Charger's Pride in front by a half length. Swat is second by a length and a half. Motivator, third by a length and a half. Oceano Diablo, fourth by two lengths. It's a cinch. It's fifth, moving up on the inside, and I give up. Turning into the stretch, it's Charger's Pride in front by a head. Swat is second by two and a half lengths. Motivator, third by two lengths. Oceano Diablo is fourth. It's a cinch, fifth, and I give up. Now it's Swat on the outside, and Charger's Pride in their head and head. Swat on the outside, and Charger's Pride head and head. And Swat is the winner by a nose. Charger's Pride second by five, with Motivator finishing third. Race at 1 mile and 1/16 on the Lakeside Turf course. These are maidens 3 years of age. All in the gate now, the flag is up, and here they come. Get Swift is going to the front. Hard-headed Duke is second. Rebel Promise, third on the inside. 1/16 on the Lakeside Turf course. These are four-year-olds and upward. 11 are going into the gate. Number 10 on the program, Vocational, was withdrawn earlier today. The 11 from the rail to the outside. Trigero, Royal Competitor, Frisanti, Dukedom, Nice Blend, Hunting Moon, Alex Strano, China Silk, Reluctant Lord, Prince O'Pace, and Regal Case. They're in the gate. The flag is up. And here they come. Prince O'Pace is going to the front. A Nice Blend is second. Hunting Moon, third. Reluctant Lord is fourth. Frisanti, fifth. Trigero, sixth on the heads. Then Dukedom, Alex Strano, Regal Case, and Royal Competitor and China Silk. Going into the first turn, it's Hunting Moon in front by three quarters of a length. Nice Blend is second by a neck. Reluctant Lord, third by two lengths. Frisanti, fourth by a length and a half. Trigero is fifth on the inside. Prince of Pace, sixth. Then Dukedom, Regal Case, Alex Strano, China Silk, and Royal Competitor. Down the backstretch, it's Hunting Moon in front on the rail by a neck. Reluctant Lord is second by a head. Trigero, third, moving up on the outside by a length and a half. Frisanti, fourth by a neck. Nice Blend is fifth. Regal Case, sixth. Then Dukedom, Alex Strano, Prince of Pace, China Silk, and Royal Competitor. Into the far turn, it's a Reluctant Lord in front by a neck. Hunting Moon is second by a head. Trigero, third by a length. Regal Case, fourth, moving up on the outside. Dukedom is fifth. Nice Blend, sixth. Then Crescento, Alex Strano, and China Silk. Turning for home, it's Trigero in front on the outside by a head. Reluctant Lord is second by a half length. Regal Case, third on the extreme outside by two and a half lengths. Nice Blend, fourth by a neck. Dukedom is fifth, and Hunting Moon. Now it's Regal Case on the outside by a neck. Trigero is second. Reluctant Lord, third. And China Silk in the middle of the track. Regal Case in front. Trigero and China Silk. And Regal Case is the winner by two lengths. Trigero second with China Silk finishing third.
Well, Regal,
they're all in the gate now, and the flag is up. And there they go. Irish R stumbled but recovered. Sweet Medic is going to the front. Now Let's Get Started is taking the lead. One Bull Pat, second on the rail. Clank is third. Sweet Medic, fourth. Tandy Tooley is fifth. Handsome Native, sixth. And Irish Ara around the first turn. It's Let's Get Started in front by three quarters of a length. Catch. It's Sweet Medic in front by a length and a half. Handsome Native is second on the outside by a neck. Clank, third. Irish Ara, and Let's Get Started. Now it's Sweet Medic on the inside, and Handsome Native Sweet Medic on the rail, Handsome Native and Clank. And Sweet Medic is the winner by a neck. Handsome Native second by 2.5 lengths, with Clank finishing third. Into the gate now for the seventh race, an exacta wagering race at 6 furlongs. These are 4-year-olds and older in the classified division. 9 are going into the starting gate in post position order. They are Shady Fellow, Nazrula Spy, Special Amente, Carpentero, King of the Blues, Billy Rogel, Tragic Isle, Rula Foles, and Flighting. They're in the gate. The flag is up. And there they go. Nazrula Spy is going to the front on the inside. Tragic Isle is second. Rula Foles third. Shady Fellow fourth on the rail. Flighting is fifth. Billy Rogel sixth. Then King of the Blues, Special Amente, and Carpentero. Going into the far turn, it's Nazrula Spy in front between horses by a neck. Tragic Isle is second by a head. Shady Fellow third on the inside by a neck. Rula Foles fourth on the outside by one length. King of the Blues is fifth. Flighting sixth. Then Billy Rogel, Special Amente, and Carpentero. Around the turn, it's Shady Fellow in front on the inside by a head. Nazrula Spy is second by a half length. Tragic Isle third by a neck. King of the Blues fourth on the inside. Rula Foles is fifth and Flighting. Turning into the stretch, it's Nazrula Spy in front by a head. Tragic Isle is second on the outside by a neck. Shady Fellow third. And here comes King of the Blues between horses. Now it's Tragic Isle in front. Nazrula Spy is second. And King of the Blues a driving finish. Tragic Isle on the outside. Nazrula Spy and King of the Blues. And Tragic Isle is the winner by a head. It was close for second and third between King of the Blues and Nazrula Spy. Now for the eighth race, the sixth running of the Lakeside Handicap. 3-year-olds and older at 1 mile and 1/16 on the infield turf course, the first $50,000 added. 8 are going into the starting gate. Gold Braid the second was withdrawn from the race earlier today. The 8 from the rail to the outside are Kentuckian, Panzer Chief, Red Orange, Royal Owl, Bicker, Wing Out, Quack, and Acclimatization. They're all in the gate now, and the flag is up. And here they come. Climatization is going to the front on the outside. Royal Owl is second. Panzer Chief third. Red Orange fourth. Bicker is fifth. Quack sixth. Then Wing Out and Kentuckian. Going into the first turn, it's Royal Owl in front by a neck. Climatization is second by a length. Panzer Chief third by a neck. Red Orange fourth by a length. Bicker is fifth. Wing Out sixth. Then Quack on the inside and Kentuckian. Around the turn, it's Royal Owl in front on the rail by a neck. Acclimatization is second by a length and a half. Red Orange third by a head. Panzer Chief fourth on the rail by a length. Bicker is fifth. Wing Out sixth. Then Quack and Kentuckian down the back stretch. It's Royal Owl on the inside by a head. Acclimatization is second by a length and a half. Red Orange third by a head. Panzer Chief fourth by a neck. Bicker is fifth, moving up on the outside. Wing Out sixth, then Kentuckian and Quack. Around the far turn, it's Royal Owl on the inside by a head. Acclimatization is second by 3/4 of a length. Bicker third by a length. Red Orange fourth by a half length. Wing Out is fifth, then Quack moving up between horses. And Kentuckian on the extreme outside. Into the stretch, it's Acclimatization in front by a neck. Royal Owl is second by a head. Red Orange third by a neck. Bicker is fourth. And here comes Wing Out on the inside. Quack and Kentuckian on the extreme outside. It's a cavalry charge. Now it's Quack on the outside. Wing Out on the rail. And Red Orange. Wing Out. Quack and Red Orange. And Wing Out is the winner by a head. Quack second with Red Orange finishing third. What a finish that was, with Wing Out beating out Quack and Red Orange in a 3-horse photo finish. Wing Out is owned by the Daybreak Farm, Johnny Sullivan the trainer, the rider Bill Shoemaker. The running time, 1:40 2/5 seconds. Wing Out paid $12.80 to win, $5.20 to place, $4.40 to show. Quack running second, $3.40 2/8. Red Orange, $5.60 to show. Panzer Chief was fourth. In a moment, the calls of the ninth race. But Sunday racing in Southern California thoroughbred racing history will be held here tomorrow at Hollywood Park, featuring the $25,000 added Coronado Stakes. 3-year-olds going 1 mile and 1/16. 5 are entered in the Coronado. Those 5 are Hill Moss, Gold Bag, Crown the Prince, Sir Grostock, and Pontoise. First post time, 1:30. They're going into the gate now for the ninth race, an exact wagering race at 1 mile. These are four-year-olds and older, the top claiming price, $20,000. 10 are going into the starting gate from the rail to the outside. Swift Passage, front and center, Lapis Doi, Divisive, Spicy Roman, French Art, Grits and Gravy, Rut V, Crimson Lark, and Mr. Forceman. The flag is up. And there they go. Front and center is going to the front. Lapis Doi is second. Grits and Gravy, third. Divisive is fourth. Rut V, fifth. Swift Passage, sixth on the inside. Then Mr. Forceman and Spicy Roman around the turn. It's front and center in front by a length. Lapis Doi is second by three lengths. Grits and Gravy, third by a half length. Mr. Forceman, the gray horse, fourth by three quarters of a length. Swift Passage is fifth on the rail. Rhett V, sixth. Then Divisive, Crimson Lark, Spicy Roman down the backstretch. It's front and center in front by three quarters of a length. Lapis Doi is second by three lengths. Grits and Gravy, third by a half length. Mr. Forceman, fourth by a half length. Swift Passage is fifth. Rhett V, sixth between horses. Then Divisive, Crimson Lark, Spicy Roman, and French Art around the turn. It's Lapis Doi in front on the outside by a head. Front and center is second by two and a half lengths. Rhett V, third by a length and a half. Grits and Gravy is fourth. Swift Passage, fifth, and Mr. Forceman and Spicy Roman into the stretch. It's Lapis Doi in front by three quarters of a length. Rhett V is second by two and a half lengths. Spicy Roman, third, moving up on the outside. Grits and Gravy and Divisive. Now it's Rhett V in front. Lapis Doi is second and Spicy Roman. Rhett V, Spicy Roman, and Lapis Doi. And Rhett V is the winner by a length and a half. Spicy Roman second with Lapis Doi finishing third. These are three-year-old fillies, non-winners of two races. 11 are going into the starting gate from the rail to the outside. A Lot of Calories, Arrowwood Lady, Sweet and Sinful, Jungle Princess, Gypsy J, Hyde Park Corner, Fading Image, Relentless Lady, Idling, Lolly Low, and Whitley Lane. They're in the gate. The flag is up. And here they come. Sweet and Sinful is going to the front. Hyde Park Corner is second. Fading Image, third on the outside. Arrowwood Lady, fourth on the rail. Lolly Lilao is fifth. Whitley Lane, sixth. Then Gypsy J, A Lot of Calories, Jungle Princess, Relentless Lady, and Idling. Around the first turn, it's Hyde Park Corner in front by two lengths. Arrowwood Lady is second by a half length. Fading Image, third by two and a half lengths. Whitley Lane, fourth on the outside by a head. Gypsy J is fifth. Sweet and Sinful, sixth. Then A Lot of Calories on the inside. Lolly Lao, Relentless Lady, Jungle Princess, and Idling. Down the back stretch, it's Hyde Park Corner in front by two lengths. Arrowwood Lady is second by a head. Fading Image, third on the outside by three lengths. Whitley Lane, fourth by a half length. Gypsy J is fifth. Sweet and Sinful, sixth. Then A Lot of Calories, Relentless Lady, Jungle Princess, Lolly Lao, and Idling. Into the far turn, it's Hyde Park Corner in front by three quarters of a length. Fading Image is second, moving up on the outside by a length and a half. Arrowwood Lady, third by a head. Whitley Lane, fourth by two and a half lengths. Gypsy J is fifth, and A Lot of Calories into the stretch. It's Fading Image in front by a neck. Hyde Park Corner is second by two lengths. Arrowwood Lady, third on the outside, and A Lot of Calories and Idling in the middle of the track. Fading Image in front, Arrowwood Lady and Jungle Princess. Fading Image and Jungle Princess. And Fading Image is the winner by a length. Jungle Princess second with Arrowwood Lady finishing third. And now the horses are going into the gate for the sixth race at 6 furlongs. These are four-year-olds and older, and 9 horses are going into the gate racing in 8 entrants. Rest Ellsworth has an entry in here of Tanny Hill and Eyes Down. The 9 from the rail to the outside are Tanny Hill, Ages Past, American Boy, Dancing Matador, Manu, Middleman, Jeffrey Lewis, Eyes Down, and Colorado Count. The flag is up, and there they go. Manu is going to the front. Dancing Matador is second. Middleman, third. Jeffrey Lewis, fourth. Eyes Down is fifth. Colorado counts sixth on the extreme outside, then American Boy, Tenny Hill, and they just passed. Going into the far turn, it's Manu in front by two lengths, Dancing Matador is second by a length, Jeffrey Lewis third by a neck, Middleman fourth by two and a half lengths. Colorado Count is fifth, Tenny Hill sixth, then Eyes Down, American Boy, and Aegis Pass. Around the turn, it's Manu in front by a length and a half, Dancing Matador is second by a neck, Jeffrey Lewis third by two lengths, Middleman fourth by a head, Colorado Count is fifth, and Tenny Hill. Turning into the stretch, it's Manu in front by a head, Dancing Matador is second by a head, Jeffrey Lewis third on the outside and now taking the lead. It's Jeffrey Lewis on the outside and Dancing Matador in their head and head. Manu is third and Middleman. Dancing Matador on the inside and Jeffrey Lewis. Dancing Matador, Jeffrey Lewis head and head. And Dancing Matador is the winner by neck. Jeffrey Lewis second with Middleman finishing third. Well, this great going into the gate now for the seventh race, the 16th running of the Coronado Stakes. Three-year-olds at 1 mile and 1/16 on the main track. The first $25,000 added. Five are going into the starting gate. In post position order, they are Hill Moss, Gold Bag, Crown the Prince, Sir Grostark, and Pontoise. They're all in the gate now, and the flag is up. And there they go. Sir Grostark is going to the front. Pontoise is second and now taking the lead on the outside. It's Pontoise in front. Crown the Prince is second. Go back third. Sir Grostark is fourth and Hill Moss trails. Around the first turn, it's Pontoise, the gray horse, in front by two and a half lengths. Crown the Prince is second on the outside by a head. Go back third on the rail by a length and a half. Sir Grostark fourth by one length and Hill Moss trails. Into the back stretch, it's Pontoise in front by two and a half lengths. Gold Bag is second by a length and a half. Crown the Prince third by a half length. Sir Grostark fourth on the outside by a half length. And Hill Moss going into the far turn. It's Pontoise in front by two and a half lengths. Gold Bag is second by a length. Crown the Prince third by a length and a half. Sir Grostark fourth by three quarters of a length. And Hill Moss around the far turn, it's Pontoise in front by three quarters of a length. Gold Bag is second, moving up on the outside by two lengths. Crown the Prince third by three lengths. Hill Moss is fourth, and Sir Grostark trails. Turning for home, it's Pontoise in front on the rail by a head. Gold Bag is second by three lengths. Crown the Prince third by a length. Hill Moss and Sir Grostark into the stretch. It's Pontoise on the inside by a head. Gold Bag is second by four lengths. Crown the Prince third and Hill Moss. Now it's Gold Bag on the outside and Pontoise in their head and head. Gold Bag on the outside and Pontoise their head and head, nose and nose. Gold Bag, Pontoise and Hill Moss. And Gold Bag is the winner by a head. Pontoise second by five with Hill Moss finishing third. Into the gate for the eighth race at 1 mile and 1/8 on the infield turf course. These are four-year-olds and upward. The top claiming price, $30,000. Seven are going into the starting gate. Number five on the program, Harbor Point, was withdrawn by the veterinarian a few moments ago. The seven from the rail to the outside are Oriental Nip, King Chrissy, Eastern Ace, Locurto, Delineation, Crimson Clem, and Pink Dust. The flag is up. And here they come. Eastern Ace is going to the front. Pink Dust is second. Delineation third. King Chrissy is fourth. Crimson Clem fifth. Locurto and Oriental Nip. Coming by the stand, it's Eastern Ace in front by two lengths. King Chrissy is second by a length and a half. Delineation third by a length. Pink Dust fourth by a length and a half. Crimson Clem is fifth. Locurto sixth on the inside. And Oriental Nip trails. Around the turn, it's Eastern Ace in front by two lengths. King Chrissy is second by three lengths. Pink Dust third on the inside by a neck. Delineation fourth by a length and a half. Locurto is fifth. Crimson Clem sixth. And Oriental Nip into the back stretch. It's Eastern Ace in front on the rail by a neck. King Chrissy is second by two lengths. Delineation third by a head. Pink Dust, the gray horse, fourth by a length. Locurto is fifth. Crimson Clem sixth and Oriental Nip. Going into the far turn, it's Eastern Ace in front on the rail by a neck. King Chrissy is second by two and a half lengths. Pink Dust third by three quarters of a length. Delineation, fourth by a length, Locuto is fifth, then Crimson Clem and Oriental Nip. Around the turn, it's Eastern Ace in front by a length, King Christie is second by two lengths, Pink Dust third by a length and a half, Delineation fourth, Crimson Clem and Locuto. Turning into the stretch, it's Eastern Ace in front by two and a half lengths, King Christie is second by two and a half lengths, Pink Dust third, Delineation and Locuto on the rail. Eastern Ace in front, King Christie is second, Pink Dust and Delineation. Eastern Ace in front and Locuto, and Eastern Ace is the winner. It was very close for second, third, and fourth. Well, that was the gate for the ninth race, an exacta wagering race at 1 mile on the main track. These are four-year-olds and older, the top claiming price $16,000. Eight are going into the starting gate. In post position order, they are Gilded Bronze, Luckiest of All, Doc Anita, Yolis Dodgio, Corley Wins, Nan's Disc, Arcturus, and Key Ridge. They're all in the gate now, and the flag is up. And there they go. Luckiest of All is going to the front on the inside. Doc Anita is second. Corley Wins third. Nan's Disc fourth. Yolis Dodgio is fifth on the inside. Key Ridge sixth. And Arcturus and Gilded Bronze. Around the turn, it's Doc Anita in front by a half length. Corley Wins is second by a length. Nan's Disc third on the outside by a head. Luckiest of All fourth by one length. Yolis Dodgio, the gray horse, is fifth. Arcturus sixth. Then Key Ridge and Gilded Bronze. Down the back stretch, it's Doc Anita in front by two and a half lengths. Nan's Disc is second by three quarters of a length. Corley Wins third by a neck. Luckiest of All, fourth by a length. Yolis Dodgio is fifth. Arcturus sixth. Then Gilded Bronze and Key Ridge. Into the far turn, it's Doc Anita in front by a length. Luckiest of All is second by a half length. Nan's Disc third by a neck. Yolis Dodgio fourth, moving up on the outside. Corley Wins is fifth, and Arcturus. Turning for home, it's Doc Anita in front by two and a half lengths. Luckiest of All is second by a half length. Yolis Dodgio third by a length and a half. Nan's Disc is fourth, and Arcturus. Into the stretch, it's Doc Anita in front by two and a half lengths. Luckiest of All is second by a neck. Yolis Dodgio third on the outside. And Nan's Disc. Now it's Luckiest of All between horses by a head. Doc Anita is second. And Yolis Dodgio on the outside. Luckiest of All and Yolis Dodgio, they're head and head. And Luckiest of All is the winner by a nose. Yolis Dodgio second with Doc Anita finishing third. 11 horses are going into the gate for the sixth race at 6 furlongs. These are classified fillies and mares, four-year-olds and older. From the rail to the outside, they are Fleet Times, Nightly Bell, Westerly Song, She's a Charmer, Always Lucky, Procne, Grasping, Kin, Sweet Nothings, Bright Bright, and Seas Up. They're all in the gate. The flag is up. And there they go. Seas Up is going to the front on the outside. Always Lucky is second. Procne third. Kin is fourth. She's a Charmer fifth. Bright Bright sixth on the extreme outside. Then Fleet Times on the rail. Grasping, Westerly Song, Sweet Nothings, and Nightly Bell. Going into the far turn, it's Seas Up in front on the outside by a head. Always Lucky is second by two lengths. Bright Bright third by three quarters of a length. Westerly Song is fourth. She's a Charmer fell and lost the rider. Around the turn, it sees up in front by a length. Always Lucky is second by a length. Bright Bright third by a length. Kin is fourth by a half length. Fleet Times is fifth. Westerly Song sixth, and Sweet Nothings turning into the stretch. It sees up in front by three quarters of a length. Bright Bright is second by a length. Kin is third, moving up on the outside. Always Lucky fourth. Westerly Song and Procne. Now it's Bright Bright in front on the outside. Sees up is second. Kin and Procne. Bright Bright in front, drawing out. Sees up and Kin. And Bright Bright is the winner by two and a half lengths. Sees up second with Kin finishing third. They're going into the gate for the seventh race, the Plaza de la Raza Purse, at 1 mile and 3/8 on the infield turf course. These are four-year-olds and upward in the classified division. Seven are going into the gate in post position order. They are Mark Lane, Barbizon Jr., Harbor Point, Charladeuse, Sea Spot Run, My Old Friend, and Soudard. They're all in the gate now, and the flag is up. And there they go. Mark Lane is going to the front on the inside. C.